Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now, you know we start off every single episode with our side eye of the week, so do you want to go first?
Sure, because it just happened like an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah, well, yeah, you were right next to me when I was going crazy. Anyway, so I woke up in the best mood ever. Do you know why I woke up in the best mood?
Why?
Because of my new Crocs. My Hello Kitty Crocs got me feeling really, really good. And I woke up, got changed, put my Crocs on, met you guys downstairs at the bottom of the hotel, and we started walking towards breakfast. And you and Seb were such low vibes, low energy, and I was trying to pick you up, trying to make you feel good. Anyways, we couldn't find a cafe, so you suggested this place. I'm not going to name the cafe because I don't want to ruin their lives. but basically, we went to this cafe, ordered our meals. So first of all, it took forever for someone to actually come over to us to get our orders. Seb had to go up and be like, hey, dude, we're ready to order. And he's like, oh, yeah. So we order our stuff. People start coming in after us, taking photos with us. They sit down and they start getting their meals. And I'm like, okay, it's been about 45 minutes. We haven't even got our coffees. They're already getting their meals. What's the go here?
Yeah.
And it was only until I complained where he was like, oh, yeah, it's coming, it's coming. I'm like, yeah, but they got here after us and they got all their drinks, all their food, and we're still waiting for our coffee. So the Karen in me came out this morning.
I know. See, I can just never be angry at people who work hospitality. Like, I just can't do it. I just feel too bad.
Well, I wasn't like getting angry. I was just like, bro, keep us informed. Like, why is our food? And then, okay, so I ordered a breakfast that had feta cheese. I specifically ordered this breakfast because it didn't have regular cheese. It had feta cheese. Anyways, I get my order and there's a big floppy melted
slice of cheese.
Cheese on my eggs. And I'm like, I hate this place.
Yeah.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just ruined my whole
vibe. Well, to be honest, Seb and I went the day before that we went this morning and it was fire. I mean, it wasn't fire, but like it was good. So,
yeah.
I mean, each to their own.
Anyways, after about 10 minutes, I got in a better mood. Oh, and then the people that came before us and got their meals before us, they found something in their meal. Remember?
Yeah.
So I just know something was happening that morning. It was that they weren't on their A game.
Yeah, Mum really wanted to ask the people what
it was
they found in the meal. And I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Do not ask.
But yeah, that was my side eye. But I'm back in a good mood now because my Crocs are making me happy.
That's good.
What's your side eye?
My side eye is that today, you guys know when we record the podcast, we've got a producer that sits in with us. And today we've actually got Seb in the production room sitting in, listening and critiquing everything we say. And I don't know, it's just so weird.
Well, Letitia needs supervision. She's been saying some really dumb stuff lately.
That's actually true. But yeah, so that's why Side Eye Seb is here. And I think next episode on Thursday, he's going to jump in. So that'll be fun.
But oh, fun.
Right now, he's just watching our every move and I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I don't know. Just scary. Honestly, it was pretty hard to think of a side eye because, guys, it is our birthday month.
Yeah.
And so if you didn't know, Mum and I have the same birthday.
Yeah, we're both born, real Gemini twins.
Yeah, we're both born on the 27th of May. That is our birthday. And Gemini is what that sign is, the twin sign.
Yeah.
And so we just say we're twins sometimes. And then last year we got the matching tattoo. We got a matching Gemini tattoo.
Yeah.
So we've just always celebrated our birthday together. And it's kind of weird because people always ask me, like, what's it like having the same birthday as your mom? And I'm like, well, I don't know any different.
Yeah.
So
it's actually fun having a birthday with you.
Yeah.
I feel like as I get older, celebrating a birthday doesn't interest me. Like, I could literally sit in my bedroom and eat KFC and be a happy girl on my birthday. You know what I mean? But you're still really enjoying your birthday.
I love my birthday.
Yeah. And you're the main reason we had a birthday celebration last year.
Yeah.
Every single time you were growing up, your first birthday, you know, all those birthdays, the only reason I celebrated was because I was celebrating you as well.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm one of those people that could literally just not do anything, but I feel like obliged to do something because it's your birthday too. But this is our first birthday we're spending apart.
Yeah, that's actually weird. I didn't even think of that.
And I'm not doing anything. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, unless Dad has organized something, nothing is planned.
Yeah, well, let's recap. So I'm turning 21 this year. And last year for my 20th, we had a big yacht party.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like
that traumatized everyone, including our manager.
Yes, everyone got so drunk.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. That's where the famous photo of David comes from. The photo of him looking traumatized in the club. And that was real.
That was real.
Like, I wish I could go into detail about that birthday and everything that happened, but like, oh my God, it was literally crazy.
It was.
And then But let me say, it was so unnecessary. Like, it was so expensive because we paid for it, like the boat, and it was such a good time, but that was like the most expensive birthday I've ever had.
But it was so much fun too.
But it was so worth it. Like, that's like the thing. I don't care about spending money because it's my birthday.
Yeah.
So that was my 20th. And then the year before that, oh my gosh, we're not even going to talk about that. It was genuinely traumatizing, that birthday.
Wait, what was that birthday?
My 19th. I just had like this little like apartment party, like so. But the thing is, that was when my first boyfriend dumped me like 2 days after.
And like,
yeah, just not a good birthday.
Yeah.
Anyways, then the birthday before, my 18th.
That was when things really started to blow up for us. Hey.
And that was like kind of when everything kind of started for us, because that's when we had our birthday. We had like, it was like an 18th. So that's like kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And we went to this place. It's kind of like a bar cafe type of place. And we booked out a private section and
they ID'd me.
Yeah.
And I was
that's when they asked Mum for ID. And then it went all over the news. It was like, mother gets asked for ID at daughter's 18th birthday. And that's kind of literally where like our TikTok career started.
Yeah.
Because of that. Like,
and then we went on the morning show for it.
Yeah, like it was just wild. So weird. But like nothing really came from it then.
No.
I wouldn't say till like my 20th birthday last year. That's when, you know, it started to kind of become something.
Yeah.
Like, because my 19th birthday, I was literally, you know, in the apartment party, like had like $50 in my bank account.
Well, I was just going to say, when you got dumped, you did your first brand deal.
Yeah, when I got
dumped. So it would have been a year later.
From my first ever boyfriend, I did my first brand deal like that week. And
it was a vlog and she was bawling her eyes out. And David, our manager, was like, she has to get this video in.
And I was like.
And so I had to like fully write the script for her because she couldn't even do a voiceover. So I wrote it out for her to just read. And we had to retake it like 3 or 4 times because I was like, you have to try and sound happy. I felt so shit because you could clearly tell she was broken. And imagine like recording an ad trying to sound happy. Meanwhile, your heart is literally broken.
It was so hard. And then I remember even after that, I didn't have like – that was nothing. Like, you know what I mean? Like when – with TikTok, you don't even get paid for like a while So I was just heartbroken and broken. I'm like, just depressed. Like, it was horrible. But that's, yeah, it's kind of crazy because I feel like our birthdays, there's like so much has happened like around that time.
Mm.
Like the 18th, like that's when, you know, all the news and the articles started. And then obviously by 19th, we started like being on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then now it's just like, I feel like this year is really the year that, and last year, but like we can really just celebrate for everything.
Yeah, well, it's that's almost happened, like, you know? We're, I don't know, evolving. Like we had the birthday, like 18th birthday, the news article started. 19, we started doing brand
that's
deals.
That's like when my TikTok started.
Yeah.
That was like, yeah.
20, we started basically Besties.
That's true.
21, we started Collade.
So what's 22
going to bring? Oh my gosh. We're unstoppable.
Yeah.
But it just feels like one thing after another. Like, but prior to that 18th,
yeah,
working at a club.
Yeah.
You were, you know, like our lives just changed so much.
Yeah. And I feel like I've literally had this chat with you and Seb, he's going to hear it for the third time this week because this is the third time I've said it. But like you never know you're in the good days until you've gone past them.
Yeah.
And then you look back and you're like, oh, I wish I held on to those days because they were so good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that's why it's so important. It's something I've realized, especially recently when I am happy and my life is really peaceful, I need to sit there and be like, oh my gosh, this is so great.
Yep.
Because it could literally change tomorrow.
So
you know what I mean? And when you truly appreciate like, oh my gosh, these days are so good, then when you go past the good days and you look back, you're not going to feel guilty and be
or
like,
regret.
I wish I loved it more,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, those are so good.
Yeah.
So I feel like
– but I also think having – bad days also makes you appreciate
the
good
it.
Days.
Like you have your good days, but you never realize they're good until you have a shit day and you're like, oh, I was so happy back then and I didn't even take it for granted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like
I didn't appreciate it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but that's what I'm saying is before, you know, my 18th birthday when things started, like a lot of people don't know like the shit that we actually went through,
yeah.
You know, like growing up and like our status, a lot of people think that, oh, they've always had it good, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
And it's also a good thing because if you're in a shit place, you know, it can change. You never know what the next 5 years is going to hold for you. You can be in the worst place of your life.
So
and then the next 5 years can be the best times of your life ever.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm at a point where I'm like so freaking grateful and so happy with where I'm at in life. Like I love the people around me. I'm so grateful that I don't have to worry about, you know, where my food's going to come from, if I'm going to be able to pay this bill. Like I'm just like in a good place and I'm like, I would have never thought I could get to this.
Yeah.
Even a few years ago. So if you are in a shit place, just appreciate it for what it is because it's always going to change.
And I think what you were saying before, like anything can happen at any time. Like I remember being at your 18th and I was, I don't know how old I was then, what, 34? I'm really bad at maths, but around there, right? And I remember thinking, I should have my life together. I should have a career sorted. I should have no issues with money. Well, at that age, everyone, it feels like everyone around you has it all together. They've got happy families. They're going to work every single day. They know exactly what they're doing. I felt so lost.
Yeah.
I felt like I haven't got a uni degree. I haven't finished year 12. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I'm literally trying to start another business. Like I just felt so lost and I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. I have no super in my, you know what I mean? Like I just felt so shit.
I don't have a super either.
my no, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, it felt like I was failing.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how, even though I felt like I was failing, I didn't stop trying.
Yeah.
And now it finally feels like, okay, wow, I am actually getting my life together. Yeah.
And that's what I think when people, especially people my age, they're like, oh, I just don't have it together. I'm like, you should see my mum. She didn't have it together till 2 years ago.
Yeah, literally.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like when I look at you and Dad, I've seen you guys live so many different lives, go through so many different jobs, be in so many different states. And I'm like, who's to say that if you're in a shit position, you can't be in a better position? If you're in a better position, you might go through another shit position. Like, yes, that's just life. You're always going to live like tons of different things. And that's the good thing about it, because you're never going to be in the same place.
Yeah.
You know.
There's going to be ups and downs. The main thing is you just don't stop moving forward.
Yeah.
You just got to keep moving forward. Like, I remember when I was at my worst and people would be like, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And I remember sitting there going, there is no fucking light right now. I literally cannot see a light. I'm in hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. My relationship is falling apart. I feel like a failure. Like, I literally didn't know how to get out of that point.
Yeah.
But there is. Even when it feels like there is no light, there is always a light if you just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
And I think that's like what I've always been really good at. You know, when I fell pregnant at 16, I went from a D student to an A student. Like, I just kept moving forward.
Yeah.
And that's what you got to do in life.
Yeah. And that's probably why we like our birthday so much, because I feel like it's like a stop, like it's in the middle of the year and it's just like a time to stop and reflect of like how much, you know, you've grown. And this year has literally flown by so fast.
I know.
Like, I cannot believe we're already
in
May.
It feels like February, if I'm
literally
being honest.
No, you know what Seb told me yesterday? He told me this little life hack.
Yeah.
So if you want to see how fast time is moving, let's say, for example, our birthday is on the 27th of May, right?
Yeah.
Which is 25 days away from like when we're recording this. So you ask Siri, when was 25 days ago? And she'll tell you the date. I think it's like something April. And then you go in camera roll, look at what you were doing on that day.
Yeah.
And it will literally feel like last week, because you're like, that was like 27 days ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. A little life hack if you want to try it.
Yes.
Okay. So wait, how old are you turning this year? Mum doesn't even know. Every
Sometimes
time I ask
I
her,
forget.
Every time I ask her, she says, Dad, how old am I turning?
I'm pretty sure I'm turning 38 this year.
Okay. That's good.
It's just like so strange because I still feel like I'm 23.
I know. You're like the youngest 38-year-old. You're not the youngest. I know a lot of other people who like act like you.
Like who?
Roxy.
Oh, yeah. I love that girl. To give everyone an idea of who Roxy is, what's her? Oh, Janko? Roxy
Janko, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Her
when
daughter.
We were in Singapore.
Yeah. Her daughter is a huge fan of Deja. And they randomly messaged us and was like, do you want to meet up? And we had nothing planned that day. And I was like, let's go meet up with these people. And Tisha's like, who are they? I'm like, I don't know. Like, we've got nothing better to do. We met up with these two, like a mother daughter duo, and they were amazing. So fun.
So funny.
So funny. Took us to the shops, made like helped us look around and all that sort of stuff. Got us morning tea, like these little, what are those things called?
Macaroons.
It was just a fun vibe.
Yeah. You remind me of her a lot.
Really?
Like, she's got that like young spirit.
I reckon if I lived in Singapore, we'd be besties.
Yeah.
We'd hang out a lot.
100%.
She's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I like those type of people, but it's weird. Sorry, we're going off track, but when I say my age, it doesn't feel like me.
Well, I'm only 20 and people think, like a lot of adults think I'm older because of my maturity.
Yeah.
But then a lot of young people think I'm younger because of my looks. So it is weird, but I'm excited to be 21 because it's just like 21, can you do, you know what I mean? Like it's just like a cool age. Like that's like the last milestone.
Like no, it's age. Not.
Yeah,
you got 30.
Well, then you got 30. That's in 9 years. That's ages away.
God, you'll be there before you know it.
You know what I mean? Like 21 is like Yeah, I'm 21.
But you know when people say age is just a number?
Yeah.
It truly is, because your soul doesn't age. And that's what makes a person, right? Mm. So I often think about like 80-year-olds and they would feel themselves. You don't change, you still feel yourself. Like, do you feel like you've changed, like you're getting older? Like, do you feel like you're older and wiser, or
yes,
you do?
Yeah. Well, like, I don't necessarily think about it all the time, but sometimes I'll be at my house and I'll be like, oh my gosh, when did I move out? When did I live by myself? And when did I start paying my bills? Like, I never think about it because, like,
yeah,
it's just so normal now.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, I don't necessarily feel older. I just feel like I know I've changed.
Yeah.
But like, in a good way.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's so hard to explain. Like, I look at other 38-year-olds and I can tell they feel the same as me. Like, people look at you and think, oh my God, that person is a 38-year-old old woman, but you still feel like yourself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I feel weird sometimes when I'm hanging out with your friends because I know they think, oh my God, Kat's so much older than us.
No way.
But I still feel like I can get along with you guys, but it's also different because I am that older generation.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I know what you mean, but like, you're just really young in general. Like, if you think about it, you shouldn't even like have like a 20-year-old daughter, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you should. I mean, it's just different.
It is different.
A different dynamic.
It is strange.
But yeah. Okay, what is your prediction for me for the next year?
Okay, I think you would have moved out into a different place.
Oh, yes, I hope so. I hope so.
I think you
have a jet ski?
No.
Oh.
I think you might have a new boyfriend.
I don't think so, but we'll see.
We will see. But yeah, I don't think you'll be at your home.
Yeah.
For much longer. I think you'll be at an apart in an apartment.
Yeah.
Possibly with a partner. Not inside, like, you won't be living with them, but as in you'll have a partner. Like, you'll be dating someone.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. Still doing exactly what you're doing, getting on my nerves every single day. What's your prediction for me?
I think you'll have a lot of fake plants, like a lot more fake plants.
Yeah.
Maybe a pom. Maybe 100 cats. I don't really know with you.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, I've been kind of vibing a cat too recently.
I really like them.
I don't like cats, but some of them, like, I feel like if you get it from a young age, it will like you.
Yeah.
Like, cats just don't like me. Like, I just remember getting scratched as a young kid.
Yeah.
And like, it's traumatized me. But the thing is, I hate the smell of litter and I hate sneezing from cat hair.
Do you reckon you're allergic?
Yeah. Not severely, but like
a mild.
Like, allergic to anything.
Yeah, true. But you can get these litter boxes that are like automatic cleaning, like you hook
but
it up.
They stink. No, have you ever been at someone's house where they have a litter box?
No, this one.
The smell of litter is like strong.
No, this one is, you know, Brian, that gay guy that I follow on TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
He has this really fancy litter box and it literally hooks up to the tap and it washes the litter. Every time the cat goes to do whatever it's doing, like shit or wee or whatever it does in there, after it's done, it will wash the litter and then dry it. And it's fresh litter every single time. It must have cost him a bucket load, but I would definitely do that if I had a cat. The only thing that scares me about a cat is I feel like Dream would eat it.
Yeah, she probably would. But the cat can jump, so it'll be fine.
No.
Anyways, so for the next year, yeah, I see you doing that. I'm trying to see what you're doing.
Are you a psychic?
I'm trying to be.
Do you know, I think I am an actual psychic sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, but I think I've lost it over time. Like, I've lost my.
I feel like I am too.
Yeah.
Maybe
we're in the wrong career path and we need to start telling people's future.
I feel like I don't know why. Are you going to renew your vows? It just keeps coming
seriously,
up
Seriously, CBF. I can't be bothered unless Jonathan asks me to and organises everything.
I'm trying to think of like the next year. I just can't really think. I think you're just going to be doing the same thing. Just grinding collade, lots of fake plants. And
so maybe, you reckon I've reached my peak?
No.
Is basically what you're saying.
No, I feel like you're just at a good place. You're probably going to be there for a while. Maybe traveling.
Yeah.
Somewhere else. I'm just trying to think because like we've already got so much.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Booked.
Something I'm really looking forward to leaving behind when I turn 38 is health guilt, I guess you could say. So I have been going through this phase where we went to Coachella, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pigged out. Awesome. Was living my best life, eating all the food and whatever. And I was like, when I get back to Australia, I'm going to cook some home-cooked meals. I'm going to be going to the gym. And I had all these goals. And I was okay for a few days, but then I had to go to Sydney. And my whole rhythm gets thrown out. I stop cooking. I start ordering a lot. And there's just so much pressure on me to – because I do – health is something that is very important to me because I know when you're not healthy, it can affect your life massively. But I need to just accept that my life is very on the go. Like I'm always traveling. I'm always, you know, doing bits and pieces. And I just need to find what works for us. And even if that's, you know, ordering my Muscle Chef or, you know, pre-packaged meals, but they're healthy, that's just something that I've got to except like I can't cook every single day.
Yeah.
It's just not happening for me.
Yeah.
And maybe a morning walk is all I can commit to, and going to the gym once or twice a week is just going to be my lifestyle. But I'm over setting these high expectations of being this gym junkie, eating freaking chicken and broccoli every single day because it's just not happening.
Yeah.
And I've just got to accept it, and I've just got to do what works for me and be okay with it.
I wish there was just like something, I don't know, just a powder you could drink, because honestly, eating just takes so much time sometimes. Like honestly, that's just like, it's just so time consuming. Like if you think about it, eating, you have to do it every single day.
Yeah.
For your entire life.
Yeah.
Like that's the one thing. And then as soon as you eat, it comes right out.
Yeah.
Like what?
It's fuel for your body,
I know,
right?
But it's just such a weird concept. Like you eat it and it comes out, and then you eat again and it comes out. Like you constantly, I don't know.
Do you know what has crazy. Really made me appreciate, I guess, I complain about eating this food, right? I'm not eating the best. I'm ordering whatever. But do you know Steph Kelly? I think her last name is. I could be totally wrong.
I feel like I've heard that name before.
Yeah, well, she has – I'm not quite sure exactly what's wrong with her, but she is constantly in and out of the hospital and she can't actually eat food. She gets it through
really?
A tube, yeah. And just watching her journey has made me, she's such a strong girl, but watching her journey through that has made me appreciate like just being able to eat.
Yeah.
Because there are some people that literally can't.
Yeah. No, that's so true. But I get you with like the health guilt. It's so hard when you're traveling heaps, like, and you just want to enjoy it. But.
And when you're traveling, right? I don't know about you, but like, if there is an option for a salad or something delicious, I'm getting something delicious.
Yeah.
Why would I get a salad?
Because you're on holiday, basically. Yeah.
So I just need to work on that, I think. Mm. So, you know, accept that travel is something that's going to be a part of my life for a while now. And I need to consciously try and make healthier decisions. Mm. So instead of opting for, you know, a burger and chips, try and opt for something healthier, and that can be, that's okay. You know, that's still healthy.
Slay.
But what's your thing you're leaving behind? You've already left behind drinking.
Oh, I leave behind so much. Like that's the thing. I don't wait till I turn. I just do it right. Yeah. There. I'm very much like.
Do you know what I am also tempted to leave behind? Drinking.
Oh my God. She goes out one weekend and all of a sudden.
It takes me so long to recover.
You know what's crazy? I remember on my 18th birthday being like, I'm not drinking. And then everyone was like, yes, you are.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not. Like I was already not wanting to drink since 18.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's crazy.
Oh my God.
What?
I can give you an example.
Yeah.
You stress about little things. Like for example, I bought her a birthday present and she's stressing because I won't tell her what it is.
I'm actually stressing that Seb
she's
won't
like, I'm
say.
Getting anxiety. You need to tell me.
I'm like, getting anxiety that relax? Seb won't tell me what I'm stressing about. And I know what he's thinking, but I just need him. I just need to hear him say it. So, yeah, that's probably something I should leave behind. Like, I genuinely think I have issues. Like, I'm not even joking. I want to go to the doctor and ask because my friend said she had the same thing and then they diagnosed her with ADD. But, like, I overthink everything. I'm not even talking about like, oh my God, I'm overthinking. Like I overthink it to the point where like I want to cry and die. Like I think about the most horrible things that you can possibly think of. Like for example, I'll walk into a hotel room and I'll think there's a murderer in here and they're going to kill me. And then I'll think of like everything that's going to happen after that.
I think about that too. Like last night I was like, imagine if there was someone hiding behind my curtains. And then I just check the curtains and I'm like, okay, no one's there. Good night.
But like I'm constantly like that, like constantly. Like I'll be thinking of Deja right now.
Yeah,
I and think about. Like I don't know if I can – like having kids, bro, oh, I would
mate,
just die. Because
kids is – yeah,
especially since like just the amount of shit that's happening, I just think of Deja and I'm like I don't even want to let her leave the house alone. Yeah. Like and oh my God, I just can't. Like it's actually stressing me out.
No,
now.
Same. No, I agree. I think about Deja too, like when she goes to a party, like what if someone does something to her? What if they, you know, bully her and they, that type of shit. Like I get really into those thoughts and it's or when she goes over for sleepovers, I'm like, oh my God, what if something terrible is happening to her right now? It is horrible. When you're a parent, it's only going to get worse.
Oh my God. So yeah. I need to stop stressing about the little things I can't control. I know that. That's probably.
I think that's a thing like, that a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah, but it's like, how do you even stop? Like.
I think distraction. I don't know if this is actually good advice or obviously I'm not qualified, but distraction is a great thing. I think that's kind of tight. What we were explaining is anxiety.
Yeah. No, I already know I have anxiety.
So like, you should probably go see a therapist. But for me, but for me, distraction is something that's really good for me, that helps me with overthinking.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes when I'm distracted, I just can't stop. Sometimes it's when I'm distracted that I can't stop thinking about it because, like, I'll be so busy doing something, but in my mind I'm just, like, fighting demons. But, yeah, I don't know how to do that. I think what I need to do is change my neurological pathways before my frontal lobe fully develops.
What?
Because if I
freak?
Don't by then I'm actually cooked. I've actually got no time
when
left.
When does your frontal lobe fully develop?
Like 25 or something.
Wow.
So, like, I was reading this book about how your brain, you like shape the way your brain is like shaped by your thoughts. Did you know that? And your brain is constantly changing shapes. So that's why it's so important to think good, because if you think bad all the time, your brain's going to be squashed, and then by the time your brain's fully developed,
wait,
it's
is this
stuck
why
like
the
that.
Back of my head is flat?
Probably.
I'm dead serious.
The back of my head is round.
I have a. I went to the doctor. No, see, this is how much I overthink. One day I was like feeling my head, and I was like, I'm literally crying because it's so funny. My head is so flat. And I made Dad feel my head, and
it's
I was like,
you're Asian.
"Bro, what is wrong with my head?" And he holds my head, and he's like, "That's flat." So I literally went to the doctor, and I was like, "What is wrong with my skull? Like, something is wrong with it." And she's like, "It's just the shape of your head," and it is. Like, when I look at my family, they have
yeah.
Lola's
flat got
heads.
A very flat head.
Yeah,
I don't have a flat head.
No,
though.
You don't. You have Jeez. A beautiful head, and so does Deja.
Yeah.
But if I shaved my head, it would be flat there.
It's well, at least it'd be easy to shave. You don't have to go around any corners or anything.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, that is crazy. So, yeah, you got to make sure you always try to think good thoughts. I think the best thing to do is when you're thinking of something, immediately think of something else. It doesn't matter what it is, because then your brain is going to train itself to do that, and then over time you won't be thinking, overthinking. I can't say it works because I've never done it, but I will start trying and I'll give you an update in a few months.
Yeah.
See if it works.
I think to change your neurological pathways, I don't know how true
you need
this
a lobotomy.
Please. Okay, I did not know what this was.
Mum thought lobotomy was a surgery on your bum hole. And then I had to...
Okay. I didn't know what it was. I'm sorry.
It's actually to do with your brain.
Anyways, I think to change your neurological pathways, and I don't know how true this is and I don't know where I'm getting this information from, but if you're having a bad thought or a bad vibe or whatever it is, distract yourself. And when I say distract yourself, I mean jump up and down, make a weird noise, clap, do something physical. No, this is – I'm dead serious. Actually, I learned this from Tony Robbins, okay? So you're distracting your mind, and the minute you do that, then you switch to a positive thought. So say I'm like thinking about something negative and I don't want to and I'm thinking about it right now. To change it, I would stand up, do like 3 star jumps and then start thinking about something positive.
And you'll get fitter in time too. That's true. Well, if you guys ever see me and I'm like jumping up and down – and clapping and making noises, you know what's going on. I'm trying to fix my brain.
Yeah, but I often do it in the shower. So I will be in the shower, right? Because this is where all my thoughts come in because
there's
can't
no
have your phone. You don't, yeah.
It's the worst.
So I'm having a shower and I will start thinking about something cringe that I've done or like something.
Oh my God, me too.
I fucking hate it,
yesterday,
right?
Yesterday I was thinking about something I'd done like 3 years ago and I'm like, what if they think I'm a bad person? Like what? I can't even change that.
And they're probably not even thinking about
literally.
It, right? So when that happens, I'm like, oh my God, like I say something. Yeah, I like say something really, like I'll say, oh my God. And I remember I would do it sometimes and Deja would come into the bathroom and be like, are you okay? And I was like, oh yeah, just thinking about something. but yeah, life hack. If you're thinking about something bad, do star jumps.
That is crazy. Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you tune into Thursday's episode because we will have producer Seb joining us in the podcast room. And also make sure you check out our YouTube because we're releasing a fun special birthday episode in a couple weeks and we don't want you to miss out. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.